Yeah.
All right.
Calling in from the depths of Franklin County.
Yeah.
And I don't want to sneeze into the microphone.
Hang on one second.
I might catch something.
The People's Podcast.
The Hub Show.
Hey, Hub Show, Jay Heiss, Chris Canfield, DJ Busy from our quarantine state.
We're doing straight up now, huh?
We're doing some. We're not live. I'm just recording. But it'll go up. But, you know, hey, right, podcast, man. Same old shit.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Yeah, Busy's going on, dude. You've been on the water all day. Did you catch something?
I'm quarantined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm social distancing.
We see.
I have been living in the wilderness for the past 4 days.
You worried? Wow. Thumbs up.
Yeah.
I've just been in my living room, really.
No.
But yeah, we hit the jig. We hit the water. Stay away from people.
You went kayaking today.
Been kayaking. Is that social distancing? I mean, there were less than 10 of us.
Yeah, probably.
You're right.
Yeah. I would think so. I think fresh air is good for everybody.
Yeah, I went hiking yesterday for the first time in a long time. That was great. It's good to get away. Good to get out.
I feel like more people are going out doing outdoor stuff than normal.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like quarantine, so that we're all like, oh, to the mountains.
Yeah, right. Well, I think, hey, social distancing is social distancing, whether you're in the woods or whether you're in your house, you know?
Social distancing?
Yeah. I mean, you could be, sure. Where'd you hike?
Oh, just the Appalachian Trail. You know, the Washington Monument thing?
Okay, like South Mountain.
Yeah, South Mountain, right. Yeah, whatever.
Gotcha. Yeah, I've been up there a bunch of times. Yeah, when you're out hiking, though, you're like miles apart from each other.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes not on purpose.
Hey, way up.
Right. Yeah. Some people you don't want to meet out on the trails. I used to do a lot of hiking.
Actually, there were quite a few people out there yesterday. You're right, Biz. A lot of people going out. So it is what it is, you know.
I was surprised when we got done with where we were kayaking, too. It's kind of like a stop point for people. And usually there might be like one or two cars there. There was like eight or nine cars there. I was just like, wow. There's like people really coming out, trying to like get outside now.
Yeah.
It's funny. I think you take away. Well, I mean, of course, people can't go do other things like go to the movie theater or, you know, go ice cream or whatever people do.
Your house and Walmart, right.
Right. They can't do those things. So yeah. I guess it makes sense that there would be more people trying to do outdoor stuff. But it's just kind of like eye-opening where it's like, oh. Now people are going to places that they don't normally go, trying to
experiment,
alleviate some of this.
Yeah,
it's like cooped upness, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised that ice skating was the second thing that came to your mind when you thought about
it. I was just trying to think of something family.
that's the other option, huh?
Movie theater, ice skating.
Ice skating, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
There you go. How long were you out in the water for, though? Out there for quite all afternoon, a day, or what? Just go.
We were probably out there 4 hours.
That's cool.
Yeah, we had a little group, and we stopped like halfway on this little small island and built like a little rock sculpture.
I saw that picture on Facebook. I was like, what is that? Yeah. It looked like it had like a grill grate from a barbecue.
It did. Yeah.
And two stacks of stone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there was one there when we got there, and we kind of like one of the guys with us built the other one, you know, leaving it there for future visitors.
Yeah.
We came across a bald eagle on that journey. It was pretty awesome.
I'm looking at your post.
Yeah, you know those stacks of stones. You see those on the trails all the time, on like hiking trails.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think they're supposed to be. You're supposed to, like, if you come up to the summit or whatever and you see that stack, you're supposed to add one stone to the top. It's like a game of Jenga or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Natural habitat Jenga.
Yeah. I saw that they're having, like, the somebody's hosting, like, the world rock skipping competition.
It's getting bad, huh?
Yeah.
I used to be a badass rock skipper.
I could skip the whole summit. I don't think I'm skipping
into the world championships, but...
I don't know.
Know.
It all depends on the categories.
Right.
Because I could skip a really heavy one or a really tiny one.
Yeah. I could get the largest splash, maybe.
Yeah.
Is that... Like,
yeah.
Something, Chris, that's something you actually practice?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was a kid growing up on the creek, man.
Yeah.
That's all you did was go down and skip stones. I was like Opie. I was like Opie Taylor.
Jay don't know about that creek life. He ain't from here.
Yeah.
Right. Jay on that. I know about it. I'm a skipper. Yeah. It's cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. New Hampshire.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't skip rocks in the LA River.
Well, no. There's no, it's only a, it's like a puddle.
Yeah, right.
I can't believe they call it a river.
Race yeah, cars. They just throw cinder blocks into it.
Yeah. Race cars and those things.
Like, you know the scene from Terminator 2 when they're like, basically in that, like, he's on the motorcycle and he's chasing them.
Yeah, you know, it's like a ditch, but it's concrete.
Yeah, it's like, it looks like a ditch. That is the LA River, basically.
That's going right past where I live, too, in the valley, man.
That's where, yeah, it's where Mark Wahlberg drove those minis down into there. The Italian.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Where John Travolta raced in Greece in the LA River, man.
Yeah.
All concrete.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Times.
Is there ever any water in it? Like, ever?
If it rains, like, maybe in December, January.
I've seen it,
but it's never to the capacity that you would think it should be.
Like it was made to. I think I read once or saw something once. Like it's made to siphon the melt water off the mountains, right? Like the snow melt water.
Yeah,
but I guess it never melts because every time I've ever seen a picture of the LA River, it's bone dry. I don't know.
Little man.
Either Utah is making glaciers or the LA River is very inefficient.
Here we are.
I don't know. I don't know why anybody hasn't invented a way to purify salt water yet.
Right?
All right.
Yeah,
right.
They talk about having a water shortage in a town that's right by the ocean. So why can't you just get the salt out of the water and just use the ocean water? Like, is it that hard?
We figure out a way to microwave food in 30 seconds to make it hot, but we can't get salt out of water.
Yeah. Salt water.
Fucking geniuses we are.
Right. So I'm going to get Jairus on the line.
Chris, you have some Corona updates for us?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I've been getting emails here. I'm going to pull up a couple of them here so I can remind myself. Have you been getting any of these things? You're a small business owner.
Not really.
You don't get emails from the state and the government and everything?
Not today, nothing new.
Nothing new.
Yeah, stuff from SBA, stuff like that, but that's it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get this. I was talking to...
Chris doesn't want to talk to us no more.
We lost Chris. Oh, no. He started talking about the virus. They shut him down.
Fell in the river. Oh, shit. Did I invite him again? Probably. Let's see. Chris, come back.
I think the link would still work.
I would think so. Chris is gone, folks. Just like that. Situation.
I'm telling you, he started talking about that stuff, and it just shut him down.
Yeah, big brother, man. They watch.
What is that round thing on your shelf there?
This?
Yeah.
No, that's the Hey Ladies 12-inch. He just Facebook. What happened? No shit, what happened? You walked out. Hang on, Chris, man. You left. Let me re-invite him, I guess. Oh, there he is. Oh, we changed positions here. Oh, now I can't. Oh, it's connecting to his audio, to Megatron.
Megatron.
Megatron. Speak, Megatron.
His name is Megatron. I just saw that.
Yeah, with 3 exclamation points. Say it, motherfucker.
Check, check.
We have a silent movie. Chris, can you hear us? Can you hear anything? Nope.
We can't hear you.
We do Kung Fu Theater. You want to fight? Me.
You know, I love watching Kung Fu, but man, I always fall asleep watching it. I mean, I guess it's because I only put it on super late at night.
Oh, yeah?
But it always... What? The subtitles, I mean, just putting like the English over the...
Back.
What, because reading makes you go to sleep? Is that what it is?
No, it's not even subtitles because they put the English over. Like, it's just like the way the voice doesn't line up. I don't know if it makes me feel like I'm already dreaming and makes me tired or what. But I always fall asleep during... Kung Fu dialect scenes.
I
dialogue
do.
Scenes.
You get sleepy in Kung Fu Theater?
Yeah. I mean, if they're fighting, I'm awake. I'm good.
Well, right.
But when they start talking, I don't know. I just start losing it. I fall asleep.
Really?
Yeah, I've owned Shogun Assassin for like 10 years, and I've never watched it. Because I fall asleep like halfway through every time.
You're afraid you're going to fall asleep? Or you fall asleep?
Yeah. No, I do fall asleep like halfway through every time. Did I drop off for a second there?
You just left. You were getting ready to tell us about the Corona issues?
Yeah, apparently when I pull up my email, the screen goes away. I got rid of everything.
No.
So, anyways, so what I got was an email from, are you there?
Yeah, you get it from
Mary. Yeah, oh, okay. Sorry. Hold on. This whole technology thing has got me all tore up.
Don't watch him, Biz. You're going to fall asleep.
Right?
The audio's off.
Yeah. All right. So Hogan. Hogan has said that the MVA is closed until further notice.
Okay.
And this affects me, actually. He says, for customers unable to take care of transactions online, Hogan has declared a state of emergency and has issued an executive order extending the expiration dates of all drivers and business licenses,
so the motor
identification cards, permits, and registrations that expire or are eligible for renewal beginning Thursday, March 12, 2020.
Right.
If you're currently holding one of these products, please know it will not expire until the 30th day after the state emergency has been lifted. So.
All right.
I actually have a registration that needs to be renewed. So that worked out pretty damn good for me.
I know. I'm kind of relieved about the tax thing. You know, April 15th.
That was another email I got today. April 15th has been moved back to June 15th.
A lot of people are like.
And all your quarterlies will not be due until June.
Yeah.
What's up, Shorty? You want to be on the podcast?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
What up?
Yeah. So, I got to sell my Mortal Kombat machine.
Yeah, sell it?
Well, it doesn't work, so mm-hmm. I might as well. Yes. He claims he can repair it.
Well, there you go. Whatever.
Yeah.
It was just a decoration at your house.
Yeah.
Never got to play it.
I don't think it was never working when we had the whole show out of the house, was it?
No.
Yeah.
Come on, back here. Oh, Dexter, producer. Hey, it's been a while.
Producer Dexter, right.
Who else has he been on?
Yeah.
Oh, who's in there with you? Yeah, that guy.
That guy right there.
Hey.
Came to make a business transaction.
Oh.
Yeah.
You told him he needs a way you're doing a podcast.
Would you like to make a commercial break or something, and I'll be back?
Yeah, we can do that, man. I can always edit this out. It's cool.
Okay. Let's go deal with this thing.
Dude. Yeah.
Hold on.
Privacy, man.
I'll be back.
Need portable displays for conventions and conferences, to home shows, parties, and DJ backdrops? Exponet USA provides the best pricing and service for all your printed branding and marketing needs. You've got a guy. Call Display J at 301-378-9363 or www.exponetusa.com. Also available on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Thank you for listening to the Hub Show podcast. Boards to you by Venues.
Can you put some more DJ videos up, man, while you're stuck at home? I saw you on the other night. That was badass.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, man. I was thinking about doing it too, but my stuff's right here. I just got to hook it all up, plug it in.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's that. Crazy, man. You tired? All that fresh air?
Yeah. This is my first weekend of not working, so I'm kind of like.
Oh, I know.
Getting a little.
Restless, huh?
Yeah, restless, the stress is setting in, you know, how that goes.
I know, dude. It's ridiculous, man. I don't know what. I don't like it. It's the not knowing that it's more stressful than anything else.
I feel like media blew it out of proportion, and I felt like if you watch everything before the media really started blowing it out of the water, it's like the government was, this isn't such a big deal. And then it felt like as soon as the media had people on a string, mm-hmm. that they like, the government decided, oh, look at this. This is an opportunity, because the government are opportunists, as we all know, and jumped on this like, oh, well, we have, it's easy control. That's what I see it as.
I think it's damned if you do, damned if you don't, though. I think they're all in a pinch. I'm not saying what you're saying is wrong, dude, at all. I'm aware of that, and I'm watching out for that shit, too, but I'm just saying, I do think the media pressed a lot of it, though. Definitely.
Yeah.
The reports out of China now that, you know, it's died down because they got a grip on it. It's like,
right.
What, you know? So we'll see. I don't like, there's a lack of a bookend to this. There's a lack of a date when this is going to be over with. I hate that shit.
Right.
Canceling school, period. In California alone, they just canceled school for the rest of the year for kids. It's only March, dude.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's nuts. And my, you know, my kids off.
We're saying 3 months, you know?
Only 3 months left. Really? June, you know? So.
No March Madness, NBA seasons, and.
NHL's done. Everything's done. Baseball's not starting. They're moving WrestleMania into their indoor training facility in Orlando. No audience. Some weird shit like that. Yeah. The world's upside down, dude. You're watching fucking Tetris championships and shit like that.
This is just also just showing them like how much control they have.
Okay.
It's a scary thing, man. I'm telling you.
I'm with you,
the whole like, you know, being able to like quarantine an entire society, an entire world, basically.
Yep.
And they did it with the internet and media.
I know, man. I'm just trying to keep my head up in this shit, dude. So fucking nuts. I know, man. I feel for you, dude. Because I mean, fucking, you gotta go do your, you gotta go DJ. I mean, I can't do anything either, man.
I mean, bro. Even when it's over, it's like it's still a question mark.
It's a clean
because it's like, you know what I'm saying? I can't go out and just book. People don't want to book April because they don't know.
Yeah, that's
people
what I'm
don't saying. Want to book May because they don't know. So it's like,
so not knowing that is the most stressful. I don't want to be seeing
so it's
myself.
Like as soon as this is over and they're like, oh, you can go. People can go back to work. It's like I gotta like,
if there is work,
come out of the box like fighting for gigs.
Yeah,
with all these other people.
Right. So we'll see. I don't know. This is all new, man.
Yeah. I don't know.
So what you've been doing besides kayaking? Just hanging out?
Yeah, playing video games, watching movies, cooking food, just trying to stay busy doing that kind of stuff, like plotting on other ways to make money from the house. Like,
right.
I don't know, man. You know, trying to think outside the box right now is what I've been trying to do.
I know. But the crazy thing is no one's working, no one's making any money, so it's kind of hard to shop. You know what I mean? I'm seeing
right.
A lot I want. I'm playing like, I can't be doing that right now.
Right. Yeah, I'm with you.
We went out there. We bought all this food. We're all stocked up.
So supposedly student loans have been deferred for 2 months for everybody, for 60 days is what I heard.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be helpful.
Oh, that's the thing, too. What's going to happen for everybody on April 1st when it's time to pay the bills and shit?
Yeah. Right.
We're talking about on the new, like, they're in for a rude awakening, man. No one's going to be able to make the mortgage. Nothing, dude. You know?
Right.
There's just a big trickle down domino effect, man.
So. Yeah. Yeah, universal income don't sound too bad now, does it?
Yeah, I'd rather make my own, but yeah, I hear you, man.
Yeah, I would rather make my own also, but if they owe us a house.
No, they owe us something for this. No shit, dude. I'm sitting here filling out paperwork online for small businesses to get a, what's fucked up is they're calling it a loan, disaster relief loan, but like it should be a fucking grant. It's not my fault my business is shut down. It's
right.
Not anyone's fault, man. But whatever. It's fucked up.
Right. Oh, so we'll let you borrow the money.
Yeah, I gotta pay it back. Like, it was never my fucking fault to begin with, dude.
And you know, the thing I guess I'm hearing is like they're offering $1,000. Is that even a true?
Yeah.
The government's offering $1,000.
You're going to be cutting some checks, supposedly, dude. But the question is, okay, that sounds great one time, but what's going to keep doing that?
Right, and who gets it? Do I get it, being a freelance artist?
Right.
And also $1,000, is that?
No.
That's going to last me 2 weeks.
I know. I know. Dude, I know, dude. Anybody?
Are you actually going to apply for a loan?
I'm trying to right now. That website is jammed. I'm like, I posted this morning. I'm two steps away from being done. And the one thing I got to turn in this tax document to, the site's crashed.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Yeah. You know, you got to pay the loan back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was talking to Bill at Antietam Brewery.
Mm-hmm.
I went over there to the liquor store to pick up a bottle of wine like 2 days ago. And he walked out. And when he passed me, he was like, not in the mood to talk to anybody. He was like just barreling out the door. He was like, I'd stop and talk to you, but I'm done with it. And he just walked out the door and got in his van and left.
Wow.
And then his son, Billy, was working the cash register. His son runs the bar.
Mm.
And I said, so what's going on? I said, this virus probably got to be putting a hurt on you. He's like, yeah, we lost 98% of our profit.
No shit.
It was like $90,000 worth of sales so far. And
I'm not judging, but like, when did he start losing that? Well, they got shut down like Wednesday,
Well, most of his money comes from a brewery.
Hmm. Oh yeah, yeah. The order.
He can't sell beer anymore.
Oh yeah.
So yeah. Can't distribute beer. I don't know. They said for the impression that I got from him talking to him, this might be the nail in the coffin for him. Because he was saying about that SBA loan, right? You can get an SBA loan for up to $2 million to try to, you know, recoup your business with 0% interest or whatever.
Yeah, but then it's still a loan. You got to pay it back. It's like...
Yeah, then he said, but then you got to hope that the economy is good enough to support the loan payment when the loan starts. So,
that's what I'm saying.
And everybody's going to be broke.
Right.
So the bar, he's just assuming that the bar is going to fail because people aren't going to have money to go out anymore, and he's going to have a $2 million loan to pay back.
Well, I'm trying to get that loan too, but like we were talking about it with somebody else on Facebook, it should be a grant because it's not my fault I'm closed, not your fault, not his bill's fault. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Crazy, dude. Just ask to relieve, but I got
it back. I mean, they're talking about giving everybody $1,000 or something like that, but that doesn't touch anything for business owners.
Yeah, but they're going to keep doing that every month? It's a lot of people, man.
Yeah, right.
Money, dude.
And you're throwing so much more money into the economy. Just circulating.
Yeah.
Like they're talking about printing off more money to cover it.
Hyperinflation crap, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The good news is gas is down to $1.90 a gallon.
Yeah, I see that at Sam's Club. $1.97. I was like, holy shit, this is the 90s, man.
When I was driving back from Georgia, I saw $1.79.
The worst thing about this is not knowing when it's going to end.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you can give me $1,000 all you want. You're going to keep doing that up until June or July? I mean, that's...
I'm going to need that every 2 weeks.
Right? And I keep thinking, like, all right, so you done put everything on lockdown. We've never been under this amount of regulation ever.
Ever.
As a society.
Not even during wartime, no.
Yeah. And so when you start lifting the laws, you can lift all the ones you want and still keep the other parts,
right?
You know, life's gonna keep getting life. This is an opportunity for the law to just crack down and make life really fucking strict,
right?
I mean, they don't have to lift all the laws.
The business that we're talking down. Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, what's the next step? What's the next move? You know what I mean? It's crazy, man. You know,
is it ever gonna go back to normal?
Right.
That's my question.
I mean, if this thing was to shut off, this thing was to come to an end this coming week.
Look it.
We can all get back together. We can all get back to normal. But if it goes on for weeks and weeks and months, holy shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like this. If I walk into a gig and I take that gig at a certain price and it's not at the price line that I want it to be at, it's not high enough. Mm-hmm. By no means is that, am I ever going to go from where they started paying me at up? You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
So like as they take, my point of that is as they take away our rights and they go to here, do you think our rights are ever going to come back up?
No.
We're gonna fight for those,
right? And now our rights went from here to here.
Once they take control of
them, they're like way down now.
Right, I agree. We're in the basement right now.
Yeah,
I'm in mine.
Yeah,
Jay's literally in the basement. Chris, aren't you in the basement also?
I am literally in my basement.
Everyone's in their basement. We are in bunkers.
This is a ground level.
Yes, and I can't even sustain being in my basement for the next 6 months because I got a kid on the way.
Right.
So I need the space.
Right. Well, you have the basement for that.
There you go.
Listen, you want me to give up my theater room or my office?
Well, just for the initial birth part, dude. You can clean up that.
You do got a hot tub. You could do the birthing.
There you go. There's that. You
can do the birthing in the hot tub.
Jacuzzi, baby.
Yeah.
This is where it all started.
Right. It's a full circle of life.
Anyway, yeah. I mean, we can't even talk about movies and shit. Although tonight is the last episode of the season for Curb Your Enthusiasm. Looking forward to
it. Yes, and I just caught up on Homeland.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Are you guys Homeland watchers?
No.
No.
Well, then this conversation is null and void.
I watch.
I was gonna say, what do you think about Kerry defecting to Russia? Yeah. I guess you guys wouldn't understand what the hell I'm talking about, anyways.
Clueless.
True. Yeah. Still, Larry, Mocha Joe. You know, that wraps up tonight somehow.
No idea how he's gonna wrap it up.
I do, man.
There's way too many lines in the water to wrap all that shit up.
They have to come back with another Corona season, right? I mean, how good would that be
for Larry? He gets stuck in his office or something, dude.
Oh man.
And the season started off with a whole bunch of Me Too shit.
I know.
I'm wondering if it's gonna end with him going in prison.
But they nixed that pretty quick with the whole elevator bit. Remember that?
Right. But the idea of the comedy is to make it loop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if he does it with a whole season rather than within one episode.
Oh my God. Maybe because he's back in jail and he like gets into the media.
Right.
Hey, they like approach him. You know, they come back out.
Yeah. There's so many different angles he could take. Yeah, I can't wait. What shows you watch? What's your shows?
I watch High Maintenance. That's a show that interests me.
Yeah.
HBO show about it started as a YouTube series and it got a huge following.
Gotcha. I keep seeing the ad for it, but I never watched it.
Yeah, he's a bike delivery guy. He delivers weed around New York City. The show basically like it follows him for a second and then he will like deliver, you know, weed to someone and then it follows them for like 15 minutes and then comes back to him for a second and then goes to somebody else. It's like kind of like that kind of setup.
Okay. He's just like the pivot man in like a million different storylines.
Yep, totally.
Okay, I gotcha.
Huh. Yeah, I dig it. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah. So their cast has to be like huge. Is he like, he's like the only regular cast member?
He is the only reoccurring cast member, really. I mean, you'll see somebody come back. I think I just saw like the last episode was like two people reoccurred from like season two, second episode. But it's not like, it's not episode per episode per episode. It's like, you know, people might only get one off or people might come back for just a second episode.
Depends on whether they call him back up for another deal.
Right, yeah.
I suppose. I gotcha. That's an interesting concept.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I dig it.
Yeah, I like those high concept shows. They kind of like they take a different angle about things.
Yeah, interesting writing grabs me.
Yeah. Because
we've seen it all. You know, we've been watching TV since, you know, whatever year you were born, so.
Right.
At this point, writing.
I always like the idea of like a show or something following an object, but I've never really seen it happen.
They did
before.
That actually on High Maintenance with a lighter.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. Yeah. Like this lighter, I guess this girl's mom dies. So they're going through her childhood stuff and they find this lighter and then they do the backstory of the lighter and then they follow this lighter. The girl keeps it and then she ends up sitting it down and someone steals it and then somebody else takes it. It was a pretty cool concept.
Yeah. I want to say there was a show like a long time ago, like back in the 70s or something, that tried that out. Something about a shoe, like a red shoe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not sure. I think I just heard rumor of it. Like a red shoe that went through New York City. Now, speaking of New York City, did you see the images of Times Square?
No, I did not.
There was a live stream on Instagram or something of what Times Square looked like the other morning. It was like 10 o'clock in the morning or 11 o'clock in the morning, and there was like nobody. There was like three people walking through Times Square.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy.
That is wild.
I know. We can't even talk about sports or nothing. Nothing's going on.
Hey, Brady. Brady's looking for a place to go.
Moving to Florida.
Is he going to Florida?
That's what I heard, Tampa Bay.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard that too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he would have done better off just to retire. Just flat out retire right now. He doesn't need the money, and he's just going to Florida so he can get some warm weather before he retires. It's not like he's going to continue his legacy. His legacy's over, right? Unless he stayed in New England.
Right.
If he stayed in New England, he could try to continue his legacy for another couple years, but every time one of these like phenoms moves to another state or moves to another team, they'll do like two seasons and they fail and just fade off.
Yeah. Sideshow Bob.
And they're forgotten.
He's a sideshow.
I would say that his best bet to like leave a legacy would have been to stay with the Patriots and put out like one more win, and then he
wrap
then
it
he
up. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But he's going to go to Tampa Bay. He's going to lose twice. He's going to retire, and everybody's going to be forgotten.
And there it is. Open the hub cell. Damn right.
Yep. That's just the cycle of life, huh?
Guess so.
Yeah.
So, hey, you said you got 6 more months there, Chris?
I got a lot of figuring out to do. A lot of figuring out to do.
September, huh? All right.
Yeah. Yeah. October.
Okay.
Well, it might be 7 months. I don't know. I just said 6 months.
You
just
don't know.
Just, yeah, I didn't.
Maybe it's 10. I don't
do math, man. I just talk shit. I don't fact check.
One day she tells me 6, next day 7.
Yeah, we don't fact check things. I don't know. But, yeah. Well, in any event, I got a short period of time to figure out a whole lot of problems.
This ain't helping. This situation is not helping.
Right. Answer a whole lot of things in a short period of time.
And the government's like, and live in your basement for 3 months prior.
Yeah, right. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
How many kids are being made this week, though?
A lot. There's baby boomers happening. There's a
running gag around the internet, but seriously, come December, boy.
These are going to be the Corona kids.
Corona kids, man.
Yeah.
Corona generation.
The Corona kids are coming.
Generation C. You know? Yeah, man.
Yeah, this is going to be a whole nother generation, huh?
I know.
That Freakonomics is going to love it.
Of kids living in their basements.
Born in the basement, raised in the basement, never seen the light of day. Whole new grids, man.
I mean, we laugh, man, but
that's what he was saying about the bar. The like not thinking about opening it back up. He said it was already starting to fade because the newer generation they prefer just to stay home.
That's the word out there.
Go out to a bar. So he said, I mean, the business was already starting to fade off. So, you know what I think is a big
problem with that, and why that has happened so much is because of the way the laws are. You have a liquor limit that you can't drive on. It's so low that you can't even have 2 beers.
Yeah.
And then they started like, you know, it's one thing when you pull over somebody and you know they are like, you know, they're wasted. You know, that's what DUIs are for. Yes. You know, they're not meant to be given to everybody that just hits over the limit. Like if you had 2 or 3 beers and you're giving DUIs to all those people also, then you're overusing your power. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
I've gotten 2 of them and both of mine were .08.
See, that's bullshit, man.
Yeah.
That's not okay. You know what I'm saying? And that's why that industry is dying and is having a problem.
And the second time, the MVA, I found out the MVA is completely unaffected by the law. They just make up their own mind and do whatever the hell they want to do. So they'll just put a thing in your car for a year and then say they lost the paperwork.
Well, the blow and go?
And then it'll take you another year for it to find the paperwork, and they just don't care. Like, nobody gives a fuck. There's nobody to talk to. There's nobody in charge. Like, the whole Department of Transportation.
Remember your runaround. That's right.
Yeah, like, just try calling the MVA and see how long you sit on hold until somebody picks up the fucking phone. And then when they pick up the phone, they'll just pass you on to the next person. And then they'll pass you on to the next person. You just make a circle. It takes you 6 hours to make a fucking phone call. None of it's regulated by anything. The government doesn't care about any of it. They're just free run.
Speaking of phone calls, back to the subject of this Corona thing and this quarantine thing. Again, I go back to it. They know it's going to be hell to pay come April 1st when bills are due. And I can't wait till the bill companies or credit card companies start calling me and wanting.
Yeah. What are you going to call me for?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I was trying to go to my gigs, please.
Well, yeah. You know, that's what everyone's going to be able to tell their credit card company to whatnot. What the hell do you want us to do, man? You know? You
shut up. Yep. Y'all going to have to shut down just like everybody else shut down.
I'm going to call Capital One tomorrow, see if I can talk to them about the credit cards, and let's see if anyone even picks up. I'm assuming they're all home working too, depending on where their call center is. So,
I kind of went through this to a small extent in like my mid-20s when Hurricane Wilma hit in South Florida. I was living down there. It was like a Hurricane 5. It was like a Category 5.
That was a big one.
And the eye of it went like right over Boca Raton, like right over the city I was living in. Got like devastated. So we didn't have any work for, I don't know. But Florida bounces back really quick. like surprisingly quick, but we still didn't have any power for like 2 weeks. Right. And you know, I started falling behind on my credit card bills and everything, and the credit card just didn't give me any slack at all. You know? And then it just started like this downward spiral of like getting behind on my bills.
Right.
And my credit went to complete shit. And then they take the credit card from you and then turn you into collection agency. And eventually it all fades away. But next thing you know, you can't fucking buy a house or a car or anything. Yeah. Just ruined
it. We're in this unprecedented thing here. Everyone's in it, you know? So what?
Yeah. Now it's the entire country. It's not just one little disaster.
People 15. What's that going to be like?
Well, I mean, the people that aren't the whatever, the 2 percenters or 5 percenters or whatever it is. Because you know, people with millions of dollars aren't going to even bat an eye at this. Mm-hmm. It's not going to phase them.
Yeah,
not the way it's going to phase us.
It's actually going to benefit them.
I you know, we might be worried about how we're eating in 3 months, and that's some real shit.
Yeah, right. But anybody who has money to invest in the stock market right now is going to make a lot of money because the stock market is plummeting. True. If I had $50,000 to throw around, I would throw it all in the stock market right now. Yeah. 6 months from now, it's just going to be right back where it was, and you'd turn $50,000 into $100,000.
Well, you know, I'm being optimistic. This thing won't be as long as they think it's going to be. But, you know, we're in the first week, 2 weeks of this. Week, right, really? You know?
I'm going stir crazy already. I cannot imagine if this goes on for 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, let's say we're still doing this a month from now on April 22nd. I mean, you know what I mean? Fuck.
No, I say we just go full on
busy,
full on Schwarzenegger and just kick in the door, wave in the 4-4. We just go in into our studio and we record. Fuck them.
You feel better? It would be the basement. Yeah, basically.
Yeah. We could open up Club Camfield.
Yeah.
$10 a head.
$10 a head.
That's get it done.
The whole easy thing you were talked about already, right? There you go.
Hey, I had a party last night. I asked to pay $5 a head.
How'd that go?
And I got
$2.
Probably $2 a head at the end of the night. Yeah.
People are broke, man. What are you gonna do?
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
Let me ask you, Camfield. You had a party last night. How many people show up? About, give or take.
Oh man, I don't know. I think we did. I think we did the math on it last night while we were laying in bed. I think there might have been.
We're laying in bed together, counting it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's. Every party I have, if people don't leave at a respectable time, mm-hmm. it gets to a point where I get tired and I need silence and darkness.
Yeah.
So I'm very quick to just stand on a chair and just scream at the top of my lungs, everybody get the fuck out of my house.
That happened last night?
Like 3 o'clock in the morning. So
he told us about that.
Yeah, so that's how I do that. And then so I did it once. And like half the people kind of packed up and was like slowly working their way towards the door. And then I did it a second time and was like, hey, listen, you guys didn't fucking listen to me. Now you need to get out. And then the third time rolled around and I said, all right, everyone, I just want you all to know that you have overextended your stay and you are not welcome in this house anymore.
I can't imagine having to be told 3 times to leave someone's house.
Right.
I just want to put it on record that Jay and I have never been forced to leave Chris's house. I think we leave at a respectable time every time we've been there.
No, but
but that's crazy.
Told the story before. Chris has told this story before. People, you know, one had to force one guy out, like a couple, maybe a year ago or so.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like I got this next door neighbor who I never invited. I hate the guy. Yeah. Like the guy has like the only interaction I've ever had with this guy is I drove up my lane. Or I drove up the road in the development, pulled into my driveway one day, and he came riding up on like a bicycle and like knocked on my door and told me that I was driving too fast because he has kids and a dog that like to play in his front yard.
Right.
Like, well, keep him out of the fucking road. What the hell you want to tell me? Why are you telling your kids to go play in the road? So whatever. But anyways, he said I was driving too fast. It's the only interaction I ever had with this guy. And every time I drive by, he gives me like a mean look. Then I have a party one day, like a UFC fight party, right? Next thing you know, he just shows up completely uninvited, walks in, And I did the announcement. I told everybody to get out. It got to be like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. We got tired. I was like, all right, everybody, you gotta get the fuck out. And everybody got out except him. And he stood there and stood there and stood there. And I got up in his face and I put my finger in his face, like we were getting like nose to nose. Like, and I was like, you have to leave my fucking house, like right now. And he was like, he just like, ha ha ha. Like laughed it off like it was a joke. And I was like, oh boy, I'm about to knock this fucking guy out, right? And then this, my other buddy who asked if he could spend the night, he asked if he could sleep on the couch. Right, and he was like, okay, yeah, it's fine. You can sleep on the couch. He's a respectable guy. He's like, don't worry, I'll take care of him. So he like grabbed the guy by the shoulder and like walked him down the street to his house. But yeah, I was like telling the guy, I was like, you live like three houses from here. You have a wife, you have kids, you have a dog that I almost fucking ran over. Why don't you go down there and be a respectable husband and a father, and just go to sleep and wake up in the morning and throw the softball around with your kids or something. Like, get the fuck out of my house.
Was Opie. He went from Opie to that.
People, man.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine having to be told to leave somewhere. That's bizarre. Like, at some point, even if you're drunk, at some point, doesn't it click that, like, oh, well, it's fading. Let me make my exit.
well, like, when you make it kind of like your thing, like, all of my friends who I'm close to, they're used to me doing that. It's like they know it's coming at some point. So they can either leave at midnight or leave at 1 or whatever, but they know when I hit that line,
they
have to get the fuck out. And they're all accustomed to that. They know what the hell's going on.
Right.
But this crowd last night just, I don't know if it was a new crowd or what, but they just didn't get it.
Yeah. Even in these times, nobody wants to go home, dude. That's what it was.
And right. That'll teach you not to social distance. That's right. That's on you.
Yeah.
So you guys are shooting pool and keeping
distance. And I used to have parties. Jay, you came to one of them. Yeah. And, when we had the big thing in the backyard, we had the blow up thing with the inflatable thing with the UFC fight, the Conor McGregor fight on the inflatable thing, right?
Yeah.
I didn't even ask people to bring food. But one guy bought like a bushel of crabs.
Oh yeah.
Another guy bought like
the pretty impressive, man.
Yeah, everybody brought something. And then when I woke up in the morning, there was probably like 40, 50 people here. And when I woke up in the morning, everything was in like big black trash bags, and all I had to do was zip them up and throw them in the bed of the truck.
I had my speaker set up out there when I was tearing
down. You had your speaker set up. Like, everybody was respectful. The place was spotless.
Well, let me ask you, Chris, you had a Christmas party. We were there, and then we left. How was that? What was the aftermath of that one?
The Christmas party? Oh, yeah, that was, and actually, well, everybody was in a good mood. It was a good mood.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, there was some cleaning up to do, but it wasn't too awful, and everybody was happy. So I like happy people. And everybody left. Everybody left when I told them to leave. I think that's a big thing with me. Like, I have to be in bed by a certain hour. When we were driving to Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
We were driving to Georgia. I told the guy who I was riding down with, I was like, listen, we need to share the ride. And I don't mind driving all night, but if I see the sun come up, it's over. I can't see the sun come up. If I see the sun come up, it is like death in my head. Like my brain.
The sun come up.
My brain is just like, you just fucked up. The sun is up. You've been up all night.
Yeah, messes up your whole routine, huh? Biologically.
Yes.
Yeah. I get it.
Have you guys been shaving? Because I've kind of given up. I'm in great quarantine mode. My hair's growing out. I'm not shaving.
Well, that's the thing.
Barely washing.
I don't know when I'm going to be getting a haircut again. Chris cuts his own hair, but I won't be going to a barber shop anytime soon, obviously. You know what I mean? So, yeah, but yeah, I shave. I didn't shave for 3 days, but I shaved this morning. So, yeah.
You're shaving until those razors run out.
Yeah, you know.
I actually haven't clean shaved since I was like, I don't know, 20 years old.
You look like you're keeping that trimmed up.
Last time you took a blade to your face, Chris?
An actual blade. I haven't taken it to my face since I was like 20.
Yeah, dude.
Well, I just take the clippers and I just clip everything.
I've never seen you with. I've never seen you without a beard. I would have no idea what you look like without any of that shit on your face, dude.
Yeah. Oh, well, I look like I'm 14. That's why you haven't seen it.
You should do it and just show up in front of Camille. Hey, that'd be funny. Biz, you gaming, man? I know you're a gamer, but now you're stuck indoors and gaming. What are you playing now, man?
Playing NBA 2K because that's like an ongoing forever game for me. PlayerUnknown Battleground. That's been a game I've been playing for about 2 years now. So I have this crew of people from, well, one guy lives in Alaska, but most of my friends from Cali play it. So we have a really good squad together that we play with. That, you know, I like to think that we're at a competitive level of that game. The new Call of Duty, a lot of people have rolled over to that. So
I was hearing good things about the new Call of Duty last night.
Would you have it?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a little too fast. For my like the thing about the PUBG that I really like is that's PlayerUnknown Battleground is that it moves at a pace that makes it feel very realistic to me. Yeah. Where like you know, it's almost the difference of playing like Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat. You know, Street Fighter was so fast, and Mortal Kombat was a little bit slower, but made it feel more realistic in a way. It's kind of the same argument there, I guess. But it is a look. You know, Call of Duty is getting a lot of great reviews.
Yeah, I got, because of the realism factor, I got stuck on World War II. I've been on World War II forever.
Yeah, that's a good game. I like that one a lot.
Yeah.
What do you think, Biz? You think with everyone being quarantined and stuck at home, I know over in Europe they're having issues with the internet. Like the internet's being so pulled on right now because everyone's stuck in the house. That in Europe they reached out to Netflix to stop showing stuff in HD. Just pulling on the bandwidth.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. You know, I mean, I think that's going to happen with, you know, people not being able to leave the house. And then I'm surprised the servers haven't gone down. I think the first day where the government announced everybody needs to stay home and the schools closed, I think the Xbox Live servers did go down. But they got them back up and running at, you know, I don't know if they had like a backup situation, but they kicked it in.
With this, right? Who knows?
Yeah, that was actually when I was in Georgia. I was in Georgia, and well, because we were in the middle of fucking nowhere, we had no idea what the news was. But the one night we came home and we were looking forward to playing Call of Duty, and the Xbox servers were just down all night.
Yeah,
you know what the hell was going on?
But now it's gonna be like this for the next month or more. I mean, holy crap! You know what I mean?
People are gonna get really good at these video games. Like,
I mean, to a lot of gamers, this is business as usual, right? Sit at home game. I mean, what they do. So
I mean, minus watching your bank account dwindle. Yeah, that.
Yeah, there's that.
I know Charmin's making a lot of money.
Oh, those ads are everywhere, aren't they? They know it too. Every time I turn on Amazon Prime to watch a movie or watch a show, I get an advertisement for Charmin in front of it. Like, Jesus,
right?
Toilet paper, and it's not Charmin.
Yeah, right.
You know, the funny thing is, that's such a convenience. It's like, if the real end of the world was coming, like, we wouldn't be worried about no toilet paper. You know what I'm saying? It'd be the last thing you'd think about.
I don't even know how it turns to toilet paper.
Huh?
I don't even know how it turns to toilet paper. Like, why is that the product that everybody's going
with your ass, right? It's the respiratory.
Really?
The coronavirus is more respiratory in your lungs and whatnot. It's got
but I haven't seen anybody walking around with toilet paper on their face yet.
No. But I've been to Walmart a couple of times, and there's times when the whole place is just wiped out empty of toilet paper. Like,
I know. I don't know.
Yeah, what Chris is saying is why, you know, like, why is that?
Yeah, why is it toilet paper?
Like, why not water or or whatever? It could be wheat thins, for Christ's sake. Like, why was toilet paper the angle?
Yeah, you could pick any product to, like cause a mass fucking thing and try to sell out all of it. Like, why just toilet paper? Seems like the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah, diapers for everyone. Yeah. Fuck it.
Do we blame it all on Regis and Kelly?
Something like that.
Did they do a Today show and tell everybody to take toilet paper and put it over their mouth? I don't know.
Hey, the frustration is sitting here, man. I can tell. We just think, I don't know. Hopefully this isn't just begun to end sooner than later. So, you know. But hey, let's keep in touch, dudes. We should do this more often than not.
Are we calling it? Is the night?
Well, I don't know. It's getting kind
of. I haven't get you guys out of my house yet.
Oh, go on, make your announcement there, Chris.
Well, in that case, let me leave before the announcement happens.
I'll be the last man standing. Keep me out, Chris.
Yeah. You don't want to be on my bad side. I got a lot of people on my uninvite list right now.
I bet you do.
Yeah, you guys.
Oh, Fitz left. He's out.
Fitz just left.
Fitz left. All right. Fun. That's it. The Hub Show. Sunday, March 22nd. The quarantine era has begun for the Hub Show here. And we're all hunkered down. But we'll be back sooner than later.
Yeah.
And you fall asleep over there.
You've been listening to the Hub Show podcast with Chris Canfield, Jay Heisch, and DJ Busy. And make sure to like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all at The Hub Show. Till next time.